Everybody, and welcome to episode 46 of 2P Starts Live. He's Tim.
And he is Ray.
We hope you enjoy the show. You know, for those of you who don't know, we're actually kind of wrapping up season one of the podcast.
Well, somebody made a comment, they're like, oh, I didn't know that we were doing this in seasons. Like, wow. And neither did we until very recently. I think we discussed maybe a month ago. I guess that was your idea, right? I mean, you kind of said...
Yes, yeah, I have this fear that if we just keep having podcasts every single week, that eventually people will just want to stop listening, because it just never ends. There's never, like, any ups or downs, it's just constantly there. And, which is a good thing, in my opinion, but it can also be a bad thing. And so I'm like, you know, it'd be nice if we were able to split this up a little bit, so that people can see some clear changes, basically, from one season to the next. So they feel like there's a fresh new, you know, taste. I mean, we do have some cool things planned for the beginning of season two, which I'm excited to do. So yeah, how many more episodes do we have left until that, Tim? Until our break?
Yeah, let's say this one and one more, and then we got a 2-week break till season two begins.
Okay, so you guys have to hold off for 2 weeks.
The other reason Ray wanted to do this, to take a break, was to make you guys long for 2P Start Live, and
yes, that you don't grow totally dependent on it and take it for granted.
Yes, you'll see what a hole it makes in your life when you don't have it.
Well, see, they're gonna stop listening. They're gonna be like, you know, I don't need to listen to that anymore. I guess
my life is great as it is. No.
All right. Well, we're gonna go to our first segment, which is amazingly the combination of Ricket Ricket Remix and Internet Loop.
Wow.
This week's Internet Loop plus Ricket Ricket Remix goes to the Kirby Falcon Punch Remix song. We'll only play a little bit of it here, but it's Kirby using Falcon Punch's ability to sing along with the Pop Land theme song from the original Smash Brothers. Let's take a quick listen.
3, 2, 1, go!
Yeah, so it's a pretty zany video, and pretty hilarious to me.
I don't know, maybe you showed that to me before. I feel like I've seen it, but
yeah, I think I sent it to you a while back, but
yeah,
recently I was
great.
Like, you know, I should probably rip that song and just put it on my iPod so that it shows up and I'm not expecting it to be like the Kirby version.
Right.
So yeah, check out the video if you thought it was kind of funny. The visuals help it a little bit, not a lot.
I liked, liked where it gets quiet there when he's sending, who was that, Jigglypuff or somebody off the screen?
Yeah, dying off the stage.
That was awesome.
it's really over the top, and it's just short and sweet enough to make it funny, and plus it's got a little bit of Jigglypuff in it, so that never seems to hurt.
Yes, you do like your Jigglypuff, don't you?
By the Jiggly invested in me.
Oh.
All right, well, next up is our topic of the week. Tim, I think you know what our topic of the week is going to be this week, don't you?
Well, I didn't know what it was until maybe an hour ago.
Yep.
I woke up this morning and got a nice email from our host that said...
Read it.
Hello.
Read it.
Hello. We have had to suspend your site as it took our server down. The site has become too popular to be hosted in shared environment. The load went through the roof and used all the available resources. I don't like having to take this kind of action, but I cannot let one site affect my business. Regards. And I, you know, they've actually been very good. We pay so little a month for how, you know, popular our site has been, and they've worked with us in the past, and helped us move to better servers and this and that, but a little warning I think would have been nice, maybe.
So, are you saying that we won't be on Judge Judy?
If you really want
to
be,
I would love to be on Judge Judy with you. That'd be hilarious.
That would be instead of 2P Start Live in a couple weeks. Your Honor. I don't even know how that would go. But yeah, it's been a frustrating morning so far. We're trying to get the site back up. Hopefully it's only down for a few hours, and they're working with us to get it back up, so on a more expensive plan, but, you know, we'll see how
that goes. It's kind of funny, because we were talking about, you were trying to help settle things this morning, and I'm like, hey, we should do the podcast soon, you know, and I'm like, well, it doesn't really matter, we don't have a site to put it on, so...
Right, where does the podcast go?
We start figuring out how to get a site first.
Yeah, I'm like, let me take care of this so we have a site to put something.
See, I take the site for granted.
The advertising and the t-shirt sales is now like enough to certainly cover a little bit of a more expensive hosting plan.
Yeah.
Know?
So this isn't really coming out of our pockets anymore, right?
No.
And by pockets, I mean swimming pool.
It's coming out of the swimming pool, which I hate to see it dip in its levels, but...
It's like someone turned on a faucet. That's about as...
No, I would say this will... I mean, it's not a very, very small percentage of what we make in a month, but it definitely will be covered, you know? And
right.
It was a very necessary step. All along, I've been worried, like, you know, eventually our host is going to get fed up with us, and... We'll need to find something, and a lot of them out there, it's like $150 a month to host, and I'm like, we can't afford that. Like,
yeah,
where do we get the money to do that? So we found something reasonable. There's a few reasonable ones that I think will suffice for now, and it's what's nice is the popularity is, you know, ratcheted up slowly, so we can always kind of monitor how much we need to do. So
right.
I think hopefully this will be resolved today, and the podcast will go up Monday as planned, and maybe the site will even be faster, because it has been a little bit slow, so hopefully that's resolved as well.
Yes, and by the way, the t-shirt sales have been outstanding. We have been very impressed with how many have been getting sold on a month-to-month basis, because the first month sold a lot, and then it dipped significantly, obviously, and we're like, okay, well, the 1 month of sales is over, and that's it.
Yeah,
you know, people bought their shirt.
We sold our 1,000 shirts, and now we're done. Right?
And so, like, the month after that was better than the second month. The month after that was better than the third one, and it's just been getting better and better every single month. And now it's like, this last month was just under our first month, correct?
Yeah, I think I think so.
That's just crazy to me. It's fantastic. I mean, one shirt has been dominating them all, by the way.
Can you guess which one?
Yeah, can you guess which one? That's the question. Which shirt has been selling the most? We should put up a poll and see what people think.
Yeah. But
if we have a site to put it on.
Every month when we get our sales report, it's like, yeah, we really need to add another shirt because if these are selling, you know, fairly well, or especially...
But part of the thing, though, is that, you know, one is selling crazy compared to the other ones.
Yeah.
So we want to make sure we don't make shirts that are the ones that won't sell well. We need to make the shirt that everyone will want to buy.
Yeah, and again, that definitely... I think that probably is over 50% of what we make in a month. I mean, at least this last month, I'd say it's about 50%. Half advertising and half t-shirts, really.
Now, here's my question, though, Tim.
Yes.
Is there any possibility we could get in trouble for these t-shirts?
No.
Why?
The troop is one. I can see where you're coming from. But you look at any of those t-shirts on any of those types of sites, and they're even more blatantly, it's like, shows Mario doing something, you know, it's like, that's obviously Mario. Nintendo,
it's like actual character art from previous Mario games.
Yeah, and it's like, there is a, you are allowed to parody things, so as long as you're not just taking a picture of, you know, Mario with the flood pack on and just pasting it on a t-shirt and selling it, you know, you draw it yourself and you make it funny, it's parody, you're allowed to do that.
Okay, I'll take your word
for
it.
So that's why... The troop is one is fairly mild as far as like using. I mean, it's a turtle shell, and we use the word troopas, like Koopa troopas, you know. But it definitely is parody, and there's no legal recourse. Plus, if they sued us, we would just use our massive pool of money and and overwhelm them with lawyers.
Yes, against Nintendo's like $90 billion in profit or whatever. Good luck, Tim.
We'll hire Phoenix Wright and he'll win the case. So yeah, that's been, you know, the bright side of this is the hosting will need to be updated, but the income has exceeded our expectations, I think.
So thank you guys for reading. Thank you for buying the shirts. Thanks for everything. We owe it all to you guys.
We will try to have a new shirt soon.
We're talking about some ideas, but we really want to make sure we do it right. We just have top quality ones there to pick up. Well, it's time for Comic Talk, and this week we had our Dancing with the Stars comic. This was great. I love this comic, by the way. I'm so happy about it.
I can't tell.
I'm thrilled about the comic, or I'm going to say it. I'm very happy, and I was really worried while making it, because I'm like, am I going to have the Tim effect, you know, where we worked
the
so
Tim
hard
effect.
On this?
Wow. Please don't dub that as a new term. It's going in normal English vernacular here.
And I was really worried that people would not like it because I like it so much and work so hard on it. And people would be like, it sucks. Nah, I hate you and the comic. And it's you guys used to be good a few weeks ago.
Well, right before Ray put it up, you know, he was explaining his fears here to me. And I'm like, Ray, if they don't like the comic, we'll just put up a blog post and it won't have any words. It'll just have a picture of Jigglypuff like crying in the corner or something.
Yes,
or
that's right.
Portraying Ray's feelings right now and no words.
Yeah,
just a picture.
Just a post with Jigglypuff crying. That's all. That's all we need to express
sympathy.
Yeah.
Vote right there. You know, I almost wanted that to happen so I could see that picture. So see Ray draw that.
So
picture,
we could have, you know, that post. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, basically, the idea, Tim was kind of down about the week before, you know, he wasn't real excited about thinking of new ideas since his feelings were hurt so bad, and the
yes.
poor puppy dog face started to appear on him, which I didn't have to see because we don't have to look at each other ever. And and so I just started, I mean, when it was Friday, I mean, I started working on Jigglypuff. I just started drawing Jigglypuff. I'm like, for some reason, the image of Dancing with the Stars was put into my mind by our reader Truth. And while playing Brawler 08, we started kind of joking about that. Because, I mean, Jigglypuff dances when she fights. Okay, let me just put that out there. In Brawl, Jigglypuff dances around the stage like a little fairy and just totally knocks everyone off the stage if you use her right. It is so much fun because nothing is more infuriating to someone than being beat up by a little pink, puffy girl thing, Marshmallow, okay? I mean, you have, like, the most hardcore Nintendo game, and you have the most happy, you know, charismatic eyes just running around doing loops and twists. It's hilarious. And so, the image of having Jigglypuff on Dancing with the Stars was just too much for me to resist. I'm like, I don't have a joke here. I don't even have a joke. But just simply the image of Jigglypuff and Dance with the Stars, I can't avoid that. I need to start making that. So I just started drawing Jigglypuff on Friday, getting into really good detail with the eyes and spending lots of time on that. The next day, I started doing backgrounds for Dancing with the Stars stuff, and I still did not have a joke. I was like, well, Jigglypuff can be like the has-been, but she's not really a has-been, though, right? And I mean, there were some problems with that, and and eventually, it kind of occurred to me, Staffy is a has-been, Staffy is a star, it's Dancing with the Stars, that's perfect. And then I can still have Jigglypuff in it by pairing her up with them. Because I really wanted to use the line, let's get jiggly with it somewhere.
Yeah.
Because we have all kinds... Whenever I play Brawl, Kevin and Jessica just hate me for it, because I always say these things about jiggly, like, choosy moms choose jiggly, and all those kind of things. and it just drives them insane. For instance, whenever I pick King Dedede, I always put on the pink colors, and I call her King Jiggly. And it just... we have a lot of fun with that. So it's almost more as a comic just for me. I mean, I really kind of made it for myself because I just thought it was hilarious. And I'm like, I hope other people can find this funny too. And so I'm like, let's put in a knock about Kim Kardashian, you know. And I mean, you were a little afraid about this comic, I think, right?
Well, you know, I think the timing was perfect because of last week's. I was like, I just need to take a step back and again, not that it like crushed me or anything, but it's like I let it bother me too much, I think, that it wasn't loved, you know? So I'm like, I just can't let it affect me that much. So, you know, Ray said, oh, I have an idea. I'm like, oh, good, because I didn't want to think of an idea this week. And
yeah, I mean, I had an idea, like, the next day. So it was sooner than any other real idea we've had in a long time.
So I was happy about that. And he kind of explained it to me. I'm like, that's a funny situation. But there wasn't, like, a joke, like, a punchline. Like, you get to the last panel, you're like, oh, wow, I didn't see that coming sort of thing. You know what I mean?
Right. This is before Staffy was even in it. I didn't even really know what the punchline would be. I mean, I was talking about maybe having some
just
gamers talk about...
Yeah, you just like the situation. Like,
yeah, and I was like, it's going to be... I'm like, it has to be funny visually, you know?
Right.
The image of Jigglypuff dancing on the stage with the lights will have to be hilarious in its own right for this comic to work. And eventually, we were able to kind of develop it from there. And I started adding in all these little jokes, like Kim Kardashian and all that stuff. And you were kind of like, I don't know, I don't think we need to talk about Kim Kardashian, like... Let's just focus on the joke. And I'm like, I don't know. I kind of feel like we need to have a lot of different little jokes in this, because then, you know, then it's not like a pass or fail at the end. It's like, well, you know, I didn't understand this, but this was funny to me. Or, boy, this part wasn't great, but this really cracked me up. Or I really like how it looked. And, you know, I was hoping that there'd be enough of something there for everybody to enjoy. And that ended up being the case. So here's the question, Tim, because I spent a lot of time on this comic, I won't lie. We had that Monday off for Labor Day. So
yeah, that's right.
For those of you worried I had lost my job, it's okay. I still have it. Still working full time. Just we had Monday off. I'm like, sweet. I'm going to spend all day on Jiggly and Staffy and Tom Bergeron. So how many hours do you think I spent on the comic? Because I actually logged it. I've been logging all the time I spend with 2-Piece Start.
Wow.
And this doesn't go into time spent talking about it. It's just simply sitting down and drawing it.
Well, I don't want to say like 100 hours and then you're like, no, actually, there's only 20, you know, and make you feel bad. So I'd say like 10 to 15.
18 hours. You're close.
18 hours. Wow, that's
18 hours,
a lot
yeah.
of time.
From Friday to Tuesday night, basically. 18
wow.
hours. Yeah.
You know, people, somebody mentioned, I thought this was a really good idea. I'm not sure how well it would work. But, you know, sometimes there's webcomics, and I think even Penny Arcade has done this, where they'll record, basically, they'll screen capture the whole process of them making the comic, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And you just basically see it in super fast motion and kind of see all, you know, everything they're doing. Is that something you could feasibly do at some point?
I'm not aware of what I could use to do that. There's no doubt out there.
I have programs you could use.
For the Mac?
Yeah, there's, I think so. I think there's freeware programs that'll just capture what your screen looks like.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind doing that sometime.
I would find that really interesting, just seeing how you manipulate the vectors, because you do everything with a mouse, right? I mean,
yeah, there's no pencil or paintbrush action here. It's
no,
just all,
no tablet, nothing.
Right. I mean, all the blurs behind Staffy, like all the little blurs and lighting effects for like this Dancing with the Stars sort of thing, like that's all done in Illustrator. I mean, there's no Photoshop going in and blurring stuff or adding a lens flare somewhere. It's like build the objects, blend them right, put them in. So I guess I like, for me, it's like, well, I don't think that would be very interesting because I know exactly what happens and it's kind of boring if you just sit and watch it. But maybe people would find that interesting. I don't know.
Yeah, I certainly would. So I mean, maybe one week when it's not like a 18 panel comic, it's like a couple panels. It's like, yeah, this would be a good example to show how the comic is made.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, you know, the comic had some good reception. I thought I was pleased. I was very happy.
There were really only a couple people that were like, I didn't really find it that funny, but it was drawn well, you know. But there's always, but like you said, there was a redeeming factor for everybody, even if they didn't. Like, if you don't like Brawl or Dancing with the Stars, you maybe wouldn't really get much out of it, you know?
Right.
But
I could definitely see people reading it and being like, I don't know who these characters are at all, and so I don't find it funny.
Especially Staffy. It's like, who the heck is Staffy?
So maybe the nice thing is, at least the last panel has Dancing with the Stars and has Jigglypuff holding a star, you know?
Yeah.
Like, at least that much can be understood by everybody. And it's kind of funny, I guess. I don't know. Well, for every great comic comes great comments, and this week's suggestion box was no different. We had a little bit of problem grabbing some comments this week since our site doesn't exist, and we didn't really look through them. But luckily my feed reader still has them laying in there, so I was able to find the one I was looking for. My comment of the week goes to Truth. Well, let me set this up. You know, Truth was the one who suggested Mario in Dancing with the Stars, and so I had to give Truth thanks for that, because otherwise I would just be a big ripoff without giving any credit where credit is due. And so Truth saw the comic and they said, pretty good comic, would have been funnier to have Rob in there doing the robot. But that was a funny image.
That was pretty funny, yeah.
Yeah.
Follow
so
up.
Thanks again, Truth. I appreciate your help. And Brawler08 for helping me realize the true potential of Jiggly.
My comment of the week goes to Tustin. There was a little discussion about why Ray doesn't get author comment status when you post comments on the website. But Tim, it always has a special outline. It says author comment, you know. And the reason was just... That's just how it basically picks the administrator of the website to be the author. And I'd even gone back in the past to the code and tried to make it so that Ray was, like, you know, a co-author, so his comments would show up special. But I couldn't really figure it out, so I kind of just gave up and didn't think it was that big a deal. And so people started asking about it, you know. It's like, well, how especially this week, because, right, you did the comic basically all on your own.
Pretty much, yeah. At the very end, I started asking you questions about some of the dialogue.
Yeah, I had very little.
And you helped come up with the joke about Kim Kardashian having a mix-up with her audition tape. Oh,
yeah.
That's great stuff. I love it because it's so subliminal, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you were talking about, hey, you should probably make something italics, you know, or italicized.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, no, let's just say it and not draw any attention to it, and people
right.
will get it. I think people will like that.
Yeah.
Because I think webcomics sometimes spend too much time highlighting things. They always have, like, exclamation marks after things that people say, you know, or it's like, I didn't see that dog, you know, and it's like, oh, it's funny. They're highlighting what's supposed to be funny, so therefore it is. It's like, I think people like to be thought of as being smarter, so, you know, having kind of those subliminal jokes in there like that is really good.
Right.
In this case, I did use a lot of exclamation marks for this comic because Tom Bergeron is announcing, and that's what announcers do. They, you know, they emphasize everything.
Right. So, yeah, because I really didn't have a lot of input, people are like, how come Ray's not considered the author of this comic? And, you know, it was really just a site-level issue. But Tustin did come in. I mentioned that I'd tried in the past, and I didn't really put that much time into it, and Tustin suggested a few websites, a few links that showed how basically to change the PHP code so that you could have multiple authors. And with a little bit of work, I was able to get it going. So Ray's comments are now just as special as mine.
Wow, well, thanks.
And, yeah, I don't know if you knew that.
I had no idea. Part of it is I just have you do all the updating. Like,
right.
I do the work, Tim does the site. So... With the site fiasco stuff right now, I can just kind of breathe fresh air because I'm like, Tim's taking care of it. He's a smart guy.
I'm losing my hair here, and Ray's just
he's going gray.
Yeah, yeah. The nice thing about the author highlight feature is that in a comic that has like 100 comments or something, you can kind of quickly browse down and see which comments are by me or Ray if you don't care about other people's comments, you know?
Yes, yeah.
So
because we're the important ones. I mean, who would want to read comments besides ours?
Seriously, I mean, no one else has anything worthwhile to say, right?
Well, I was kidding, but if you want to be serious, that's fine.
It is nice to just kind of be able to filter that out. So thank you, Tustin, for the little nudge there.
Ooh, got really chilly all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Good thing I have my umbrella out here.
What does this mean, Ray?
It can only mean one thing, that the dreaded Black Doom Award has approached.
Mwahaha.
Each week, Tim and I both mention a terrible choice made related to video games in honor of the worst character Sonic Team has ever created, Black Doom.
Black Doom, yeah, you're right.
Dude, don't question it. Well, my Black Doom Award goes to Microsoft. And I'm not trying to pick on Microsoft all
the
time.
Why do you pick them every week, Ray? You're such a hater.
Here's how I pick my Black Doom Award, okay? Because instead of, like, getting ready for the podcast, I'm like, ooh, what did I not like this week? I'll go back and look through articles. It's like, whenever I read something, I'm like, oh, that's ridiculous. I just put it into my my little file for things that we want to talk about on the show. And so that when I... So I'm like, what was my Black Doom Award this week? I can look it up. Oh, God, that's right. I hated that. So if I find anything that's worse than that, then I update it and I replace it. And it just seems like I always seem to read something by Microsoft that bugs me. I put it up, and then by the time the show comes up, I'm there. And the reason I get the Black Doom Award for Microsoft is because of their lifestyle photos. Have you seen these,
lifestyle
Tim?
Lifestyle photos? No.
They have a new, basically, campaign with these photos that they're taking of people playing video games. And it is, like, the exact same thing as what Nintendo does. It's like, oh, the lovely family all sitting around playing Xbox together, you know, in their little modern homes, and it's like, oh, yes, of course, this mom loves playing 360 with her son, you know? It doesn't work for me, because it's like, what audience are you seriously trying to reach, you know? Like, stick with who you're targeting. Like, that, like, you know, if you don't like what Nintendo, like, if people are turned off by Nintendo going for, like, the casual crowd, I mean, that's one thing, because that's everything that they're trying to do right now. If you're Microsoft, I don't think you quite have the right to do the exact same thing when that's not really your absolute sole target audience. It's like, we want to try to catch some of those people, too, and we'll... It has to do with, like, the whole at-the-movies thing and all that stuff. It's like, either go all for it or don't. It's a fine line for me. But yeah, I got a few of these pictures rolling through the podcast right now. You can see them. They're just ridiculous to look at.
Yeah, that's... The mom looks like she just lost, basically, in that first
picture.
It's
like we got like the guy with like the headset on, you know, while playing with his girlfriend, I assume. It's just weird. It's weird. It doesn't work for me.
Yeah, all the pictures I've seen or movies I've seen with the lips game, it just... this doesn't work for me, you know. They're all like rocking out, singing these songs, and like, okay, that redhead guy in the middle there.
Yeah.
he doesn't even do anything. It's a two-player game. Like the two other people have the mics, and he's just like, I don't know, is he air guitaring with one hand or why is he standing up? You wouldn't be standing up if you weren't playing the game, you know?
He's just so into it. He's like, oh my god, sing, do it.
Oh, man.
Well, do you have a Black Doom Award, Tim?
I do. I keep looking at these photos. Okay, I'm putting them away now. My Black Doom Award goes to...
You didn't put them away yet, did you?
Huh? No, I...
Okay.
I did. They're gone. No, they're not in sight. My Black Doom Award goes to The Behemoth, who is the creators of Castle Crashers.
And Alien Hominid.
And Alien Hominid, yep. And
just for a little reference, these are the people who came from Newgrounds.com. The creator of Newgrounds, they basically made their own development team to start making games for consoles.
That is correct. Thank you for the background info. You know, Castle Crashers has been... anticipated for what, probably a couple of years now.
Yeah, probably.
Which is amazing to me, because it's like, this is a downloadable game, you know, it's not a retail full price type of game, and people are just clamoring for this thing, because Alien Hominid was very well received, and it, you know, people have played this game at different conventions and stuff, and I always liked the look of it, but I'd never played it before, so I was like, you know, I don't think it's really my type of game. I did play the demo last week. And it's pretty cool looking. It's not really my style, like the old beat 'em up type of game, you know.
Right.
It's no
Subspace Emissary, that's for sure.
Okay, I would much rather play Castle Crashers than Subspace Emissary.
Aw, Tim, no love for the Subspace.
Sorry.
Or the Emissary.
I think Castle Crashers would be fun. I probably won't buy it, but it would be fun. But it just wouldn't hold my attention completely. But this style is really awesome, and the characters
are
great.
Oh, totally.
It's really cool to see in action. And the problem is that there's been a lot of connection issues with the game and other types of bugs, and even with saving the game, there's been like, I don't know, corrupted saves and stuff like that.
Wow.
And, you know, for a game that's been in development that long, it's hard to... You know, sometimes there's that one issue, and it's like, oh, we better get that fixed. But there's, like, a lot of things going on. And especially for a game that you want to play online with your friends, like, it's up to 4-player, you know, online, and that's really the draw to it. It's really a huge issue. And the big problem is they're like, yeah, we're working on it, but we have no timetable for when the fix will be there. You know, it could be months. Mm-hmm. And even if that's true, they really have no idea what's wrong or why there are so many issues. Like, I just feel like you don't say that. You don't say we don't have a timetable. You should say we're working on it, we'll have it as soon as possible. You know what I mean?
Oh, right.
Their quote was kind of funny. They said, we don't have a specific time frame yet, but we have been working on all known issues as soon as they appeared. Our team has gone without rum and biscuits since we became aware of the issues, and will continue to deprive our programming team of both sleeping and contact with family and friends. They don't really have friends. So that was kind of funny, but...
Well, at least they have humor.
At least they have humor, yeah. And
which is something that we lack.
Apparently, yeah.
Is this something that we can buy?
Site went down. But pretty funny, but man, they really gotta fix this, because they're getting a lot of bad publicity right now. And I'm sure people who didn't buy it right away are kind of holding off now. You know, if I was any more interested in buying it, I would be waiting.
So really, this Black Doom Award goes to Microsoft for having this game on their console, right?
No, although I'm sure in a week we're going to have Behemoth come out and say, you know, it was really Microsoft's fault. Their Xbox Live really sucks, and you know, it went down, and that's what happened. Our game is perfect. But
We go, there is one more thing I'd like to bring up, which is we've had a lot more time to play Mario Baseball since we last talked about it, correct?
You have or I have?
We have, correct?
I have not. I refuse.
Oh, okay.
I have not played it since.
So you're still not a fan?
Well, nothing's convinced me otherwise.
Okay. Well, I'd like to update my status with saying that I do enjoy the game a lot. It's a little flawed in spots, but I do like the game. It's fun. I enjoy it.
Okay, but do...
And I'm actually going to go play it tonight with Jory and see...
Well, that'll be the real test for you, right?
That is a serious test, so... I'll have to give one more update then for the next podcast, right?
It's going to be like, okay, never mind. The game's horrible.
All right, well, that will do it for this edition of Two Piece Starts Live. Join us every Wednesday for a brand new comic and every Monday for a brand new podcast, just like the one you heard here, except better. With that, he's Tim.
And he is Ray.
We will see you next week.